Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with your Wednesday COVID update from the Emergency Operations Center. Wrangell currently has one active case of COVID-19 in the community. As of today, the total case count for the state of Alaska is 54,820 cases. That's an increase of 1,150 cases from last week. As of today, 1,182 people have required hospitalization. That includes 7 new hospitalizations over the last week. And as of today, 277 Alaskans have died. One of those deaths occurred during the last week. It's certainly encouraging to see a decrease in the rate of hospitalizations and deaths. As of today, both regions of Southeast Alaska are in the state's low alert level. More good news. A new and improved layout of the Alaska Coronavirus Response Data Hub went live on Monday, February 1st. And also, as of Monday, February 1st, the Data Hub will move to updating on a Monday through Friday schedule with no updates made on weekends or state holidays. You can visit the new Data Hub at data.coronavirus.alaska.gov. For local case information and resources, you can visit WrangellCOVID19.org. If you travel during this time, the state of Alaska is asking all Alaskans to get tested 1 to 3 days prior to travel, staying home for 7 days after travel, and getting a second test 5 to 7 days after travel. If you have guests traveling to Wrangell, please encourage them to follow the travel requirements. Alaskans should be aware of the new CDC order that became effective on Monday, requiring face masks be worn by all travelers while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and ride shares. This applies to travel into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. People must also wear masks while at transportation hubs, such as airports, bus or ferry terminals, train and subway stations, and seaports, and other locations where people board public transportation in the United States and U.S. territories. You can learn more about this by going to www.cdc.gov. All residents interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine are encouraged to register at covid19.search.org. Please provide a valid email when you register, and you'll receive an email notification to schedule your appointment as soon as the vaccine is available for your sequence group. Search is currently scheduling Wrangell residents age 65 and older and essential workers as defined by the CDC. New clinics will be added as more vaccine supplies arrive. If you have any questions or cannot register electronically, please call the clinic at 874-4700 or call the Search COVID hotline at 907-966-8799. More than 129,000 Alaskans have been vaccinated so far. 31,000 of those have completed the vaccine series. It is unknown whether vaccinated individuals might still be able to pass the virus on to others. So once you have received the vaccine, it is still important to follow the recommended mitigation measures, such as wearing a mask, staying home when you're sick, delaying unnecessary travel, taking care of your health, keeping your social circle small, and washing your hands. You can join the Search Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Elliot Bruhl, on Thursday, February 4th at 11 a.m. for a presentation on COVID-19 vaccinations. The presentation will take place at the Nolan Center in Wrangell. Masks and social distancing are required, and please stay home if you are ill. For those who cannot attend in person or reside in another community, you can watch via the Zoom link. That link is posted on the city's Facebook page, Search's Facebook page, and at the KSDK website under today's COVID update. Asymptomatic testing will remain available, but individuals will be required to cover testing fees at the time of testing. If you have symptoms, it's important to seek testing as soon as possible. Both asymptomatic and symptomatic testing can be arranged by calling the clinic Monday through Friday at 874 4700. Until next week, take care, Wrangell.